You're listening to SBS News.
Sosuya Viakite lives on the New South Wales Central Coast and works on a building site in Sydney's southwest. It requires a grueling daily commute.
I leave home at 3:15, catch a train at 3:30, and if I finish at 5:30 in Bankstown, I'm normally at home by 8 o'clock.
Like many in the industry, he works long hours and usually on Saturday, leaving little time to spend with his partner and their three children.
Oh yeah, I'm always feel like I'm just constantly working, and the one day I do have off, I'm sleeping just to get the day off, just to sort of recharge my battery to get back into the week. See a lot of guys are the same that I work with. They just find that some days are just... they just go from work, home, work, home, work, home. There's never enough time for family time or, you know, just the time to themselves.
But he recently took part in a hospital redevelopment project in which a five-day week was trialled. Mr. Viakite says the differences for workers were profound.
It was great. It was great. You could just see everyone was there. It was a different sort of mindset. Friday was Friday. Like, everyone was sort of excited to be going into work on a Friday because you knew there was no work Saturday, Sunday. You had the 2 days to recharge.
The trial was part of an Australian Human Rights Institute study involving three health infrastructure building sites. Based at the University of New South Wales, Dr. Natalie Galea was the lead researcher, looking at the impact of a shorter working week.
Work practices in construction have resulted in a range of wellbeing issues for workers, including heightened stress, burnout, poor mental health and anxiety. And compared to the general population, construction workers have higher rates of physical injury and serious mental health disorders, including suicide. And we know as well from important research from Mates in Construction that every second day a construction worker takes their own life.
Her study found there are major positive benefits to 5 days on site rather than six. Half of the workers reported big changes to their work-life balance, with an increase in all areas of job satisfaction, including hours, pay, job security, family and work relationships, compared to their previous jobs. Nick Mamis was part of the crane crew working on the Concord Repatriation Hospital redevelopment in Sydney's west.
And with the project hours, it was a concentration of them such that we were working similar hours to what we'd normally work, a little bit reduced, but over a five-day period rather than a six-day spread.
He says there were no adverse impacts on the cost and delivery of the project, but huge benefits to the workforce.
You gained an extra 50-odd days in your leisure life over a period of a year because Saturdays weren't taken up with being on a construction site. Saturdays were available to do things with the family, things with friends, things for yourself. So there's a lot of talk about work-life balance, but it's very hard to achieve a work-life balance when there's 6 days out of seven are occupied with work.
Dr. Galea and her team are calling for a wider rethink of work practices in one of the country's most crucial industries.
So we're recommending that government, particularly as a large client, really look to reshape how they procure and tender construction projects and really take into consideration broader elements outside of direct costs of doing work and instigate a five-day work week. Or indeed, if they can't do that on, say, horizontal projects like roads and tunnels, that they cap working hours and reduce the work hours so that they're monitoring worker fatigue and wellbeing at the same time.
She says the working hours of construction employees are also having an impact on the economic security of their life partners.
Because what they told us is that they were reducing their work hours, they were not taking up promotions or employment roles because they were having to be the primary carer because their partner was working long, irregular work hours that were unpredictable. So in the long term, they worried that if something happened in their relationship, that their nest egg, their future security, economic security had been put in jeopardy due to the work hours of their partner.
Dave Noonan is the National Secretary of the CFMEU's Construction Division. He says many of the workplace agreements struck by the union in recent years do allow for the compression of hours into a five-day week.
Traditionally, Large sites in particular have been open on Saturday, and in fact there's been a lot of pressure on workers to work Saturdays. Excessive hours is an issue in the industry, and the union's taken a fair bit of care over the years to try and ensure that people don't work excessive hours, but we do see people being pushed into 60, 70-hour weeks, and that's not good.
Father of five and a veteran of the industry, Nick Mamis sees it as an issue of achieving equality.
Because there's a lot of workplaces that are office-based and they do a five-day week, and I feel in some shape or form in the construction industry, we've become second-class citizens. And it's the norm that you work 6 days. And I can't stomach the unfairness of it, that we work our lives away, look back in hindsight and go, I would have gained so much more time to actually have my life and spend it with my family if I hadn't have sacrificed the Saturday.
Gareth Borum, SBS News.